Hello, Audio Boo people. It's been another long day for me. Worked an 8-hour shift today, and then I came home. No, actually, what am I thinking? See, I'm so tired I can barely think. I worked an 8-hour shift today. And then I went to my parents' house for dinner, and they cooked up a big roast beef dinner, and it was very delicious. Wasn't quite the warm, fuzzy family dinner that I was expecting, just because there were some awkward things that happened that didn't really have anything at all to do with me. It's just awkward to be in small quarters with my parents when they're not getting along, and just kind of weird, but it is what it is, I suppose. Now I'm home, lying on my bed, and getting ready to do today's October post. Today's topic was... It had lots of different parts to it. The first one was top 5 songs the year you were born. So the year and the week you were born. And do you still listen to any of them now? And then it went on to say, list the soundtrack of your life in 5 tracks and your funeral playlist in 5 tracks. Thinking about my funeral is a little bit depressing. I hope it doesn't happen for a long time, but I will definitely try to answer that question. But I'm going to start off with the first part about the year I was born. I was born in 1985, March of 1985, and the first week of March 1985, March 3rd, and I tried to find the exact week that I was born and what songs were hits then, but I can only find a general list of songs that were number one in 1985, so I thought I would just talk about some of them. I'm too tired to do in-depth Googling. I just saw Wikipedia and was like, okay, hey. So some of the songs that were released in 1985 were Like a Virgin by Madonna, Careless Whisper by Wham! Featuring George Michael, We Are the World by Michael Jackson, and Freeway of Love by Aretha, and also Greatest Love of All by Whitney. And of course, I'm going to talk about And also, Say You, Say Me by Lionel Richie. Another one just popped into my head last minute. But of course I'm going to talk about Aretha and Whitney. As for the other ones, I think it's very amusing and hilarious that I was born the same year Like a Virgin came out. And... Careless Whisper... Never really been a big Wham! Fan. I could really just take or leave them. Although I do like that one George Michael song, Freedom. Freedom 90, I think it's called. Yeah, that's a pretty good song. But other than that, I don't really care for any of his other songs. So no, I definitely do not listen to Careless Whisper. We Are the World, I like that song. It's probably one of my favorite Michael Jackson songs. I'm not a huge MJ fan, but I do like some of his songs. Like that one. And the entire Dangerous album came out in 93, I believe. Played it at my 8th birthday. It's pretty good times. Dangerous. But yeah, We Are the World, I think it's a great song. Very cool how they used it towards AIDS research. Yeah, I dig that one. The Lionel Richie song, Say You, Say Me, I like that. It's good. Not a huge Lionel Richie fan, but I like that one, and I like Hello. Actually, I love the song Hello. And he had another good song that I like. Obviously, Easy, like Sunday Morning with the Commodores. And, oh, Angel. That's probably my favorite Lionel Richie song, and it's fairly new. Angel. I don't think it was a huge hit, and like I said, it definitely came out in this decade. And I just think it's a beautiful song. Although, yeah, I guess Hello is my favorite, and then Angel. But Say You, Say Me was good. Easy was obviously a classic. And, oh, All Night Long, of course. How could we even forget All Night Long, one of Lionel Richie's greatest hits. Not my favorite, but definitely a good song by him. So yeah, I would listen to Say You, Say Me. Freeway of Love by Aretha, heck yes. I have the album. I love the song. Love it, love it, love it. Obviously, my favorite Aretha time period is the Atlantic Records era, when Ain't No Way and Think and the whole Amazing Grace and Fillmore West's and the Sparkle soundtrack and Let Me In Your Life album and the You album, and I mean, I could go on forever about Aretha's Atlantic career. It was definitely my favorite time of hers. But yeah, it was really cool to see her come back in the 80s with Freeway of Love and then Who's Zoomin' Who and all those Arista hits. It was definitely good times. I love that song, Freeway of Love. It's a song that she generally closes out her concerts with. At least when I saw her in LA, the two shows that I saw, they were two back-to-back shows. And she closed out with Freeway of Love both times. And she sort of turned it into a gospel song, which was really cool. So definitely love the Freeway of Love. As far as Whitney, that album, Whitney's first album, came out in 1985. That was one of the albums that I borrowed from my parents and still have in my collection. Beautiful album. I mean, Whitney just sounded breathtaking on that. So good. You Give Good Love. Saving All My Love. Greatest Love of All. How Will I Know? That album was just really, really special. And I feel honored that it came out the year I was born. So, yay 1985. It was a cool year. So, moving on to the next part of the topic, which was the soundtrack of my life in 5 songs. This is really hard, because there are so many good songs. I would probably have to say I Want You Back by NSYNC, because that was the first song that I ever heard by them. And I could fill out the rest of the 5 songs with their songs, but I will restrain myself from doing that. So I Want You Back by NSYNC. Ready for Love by NDRE. Oh man. So many songs that came out in 98. I hope one of the topics is like the best year of your life for music, because I would say 98. And I will expand on that if the Octaver allows me to. But, yeah, I want you back, Ready for Love, Ain't No Way, oh my gosh, there's three. I'm gonna say Everything is Everything by Lauryn Hill, because I love that Miseducation album. Let's say Can't Take My Eyes Off You by Lauryn Hill, because it came out in 98. The whole album came out in 98, which is another reason why it was the best. But anyway, Can't Take My Eyes Off of You. And let's go back further into my childhood. And let's say Because You Loved Me by Celine Dion. Because I went through quite a large Celine Dion phase. And Because You Love Me and the whole Falling Into You album definitely got a lot of childhood memories attached. Definitely a lot of Falling Into You. And there's a lot of Christian albums and songs. Susan Ashton, she had a song called Stand that I loved. I got this album back in the day. Oh my god. The entire Jackie Velasquez. What is that album called? I have it. If This World. That album was my childhood. Oh my gosh. Oh, I love that album. I think I've done a boo about with that album playing in the background. It's very nostalgic for me. What I was going to say before that was there's this other album that I had. Susan Ashton, Margaret Becker, and Christine Daunte. They're three Christian artists from the 90s. And they joined together to create this album called Along the Road. And I first heard it at my neighbor's house. She was the one who introduced me to a lot of the Christian stuff that I used to listen to, and still do listen to, from back in the day. But, yeah, she introduced me to this Along the Road album, and there's a song in there called Angels, which would definitely be in the soundtrack. Taking My Time from that album would definitely be the soundtrack. I've definitely gone way beyond five, and now I'm digging back into my childhood and pulling up some of that stuff, which I haven't played in years. I got all that stuff on my computer for my CDs, but man, I should dig that out. The Grammys 1997 album is in my collection. Oh my gosh, there's another bunch of childhood awesomeness from that. Tracy Chapman, Give Me One Reason, and Tony Rich Project. Nobody Knows It But Me. I think I might actually talk about that song tomorrow, but because I peeked already at the topic for tomorrow. And I'm definitely gonna talk about that one. But I've gone way beyond five tracks, and now I'm just reminiscing about old stuff that I used to listen to, which is way off topic, and my Octaver posts are very ADHD. But, you know, I just love music, and I just can't stop. So, there is my soundtrack, which would need to be, like, 500 songs by the time I was done with it, if we wanted to go all the way back from childhood until now. But anyway, my funeral song. This is interesting and kind of morbid. And I'm thinking about it now and laughing because back in the day, I think it was in 98, I said, I want you guys to play I Want You Back at my funeral. And that just sounds really funny to me, but it'll be on there, So, I Want You Back by NSYNC. I really want there to be some Aretha songs played at my funeral from the Amazing Grace album. I think Precious Memories and Never Grow Old. Definitely those two. And obviously I want some India to be played at my funeral. I think I want my funeral to be more of a celebration of life than a funeral. Like, I don't want everyone to be sad, crying, although I hope people would be sad if I died, but at my funeral, you know, I don't want them to be sitting around remembering all the horrible things that I don't know. I want them to be happy when they think about me. So I want happy songs. I mean, obviously, I Want You Back just because it's one of my favorite songs, and it's just really funny to think about that played at my funeral. Precious Memories, Never Grow Old. I think There's Hope by India would be a cool twist, because it would just remind people to just go on. There's Hope. And what else? I think that's three. I Want You Back, Never Grow Old, Precious Memories. This is four. Okay, I need one more. One more song to be played at my funeral, which I hope... Carolyn Ramsey, Peace of God. Because that is a song that I usually listen to when I'm going through something, and it's just kind of my prayer, chill out, just give it to God kind of song. And I want everybody else at my funeral to experience what I feel whenever I listen to that song. So definitely Peace of God by Carolyn Ramsey. And also, I Know the Lord Will Make a Way by Smokey Norful, because I love him, and I love that song, and I just want people to be reminded, again, that, you know, they may be grieving and they may be sad, but I know the Lord will make a way. Yes, he will. So, yeah, that would be my funeral songs. And I think that also will conclude this October post. I'm going to go curl up with my book and read. And maybe play a bit of Solara. Because it's fun. And I'm on level 17. And yeah. So I will talk to y'all tomorrow for October Day 7. And I still haven't decided whether it's October or October. But everyone seems to be going with October, so I guess I will just go with that too, although I think October sounds cooler and makes more sense, because it's a play on the word October, you know? It's like October, octaver, like a verse of a song. October, octaver, octaver, I don't know. I like octaver. But anyway, whatever this thing is called, I will see you on it tomorrow.